This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says that he spent more than an hour on the phone on Friday with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
We talked about many things.
Asked if Russian election meddling was one of them.
We didn't discuss that.
But they did talk about Special Counsel Bob Mueller's Russia report.
He actually sort of smiled when he said something to the effect that it started off as a mountain and it ended up being a mouse.
The president says he doesn't know if Mueller should testify before Congress, deferring to Attorney General William Barr, who could block it if he wanted, but has said he has no objection to Mueller appearing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff says that North Korea has fired an unidentified short-range missile from its eastern coast. The firing Saturday comes amid a diplomatic breakdown that has followed the failed summit earlier this year between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un over the North's pursuit of a nuclear arsenal that can target the U.S. mainland. South Korean and U.S. authorities are analyzing the details of the launch. China's two decades of military modernization has paid off big in missile development in domains like cyber and space. But the Pentagon says that China is still relying on spying on others to steal the latest military technology. Randall Shriver, the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Indo-Pacific Security Affairs, told reporters Friday at the Pentagon that China frequently uses tactics that fall short of armed conflict to reach its goal of becoming a world-class military by the year 2049, from threats and coercion against media and academia to jamming systems against ships in international waters in the South China Sea. This is VOA News. At least three people have died since Cyclone Fani crashed into the eastern coast of India. Officials say more than 160 people were wounded in the onset of the storm. It moved over the neighboring Indian state west of West Bengal by Friday evening, and officials say more than 100 million people were in the path of the cyclone. More than 1,000 people died from Ebola in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo since August. The executive director of World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, highlighted the danger to those in the DRC providing care.
Since January, we've experienced 119 separate attacks, 42 which have been directly on health facilities, with 85 health personnel either injured or killed in those settings.
The outbreak, declared almost 9 months ago, already had caused the most deaths behind the 2014-2016 outbreak in West Africa's Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia that killed more than 11,000 people. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan defended U.S. intelligence gathering on Venezuela after U.S.-backed opposition leader Juan Guaido failed to inspire mass military defections earlier in the week. Shanahan told reporters that he doesn't feel like we have an intelligence gap. He says he thinks that we have a very good reporting when asked about a possible intelligence failure. Guaido, who is the United States, or who the United States and some 50 countries recognize as the legitimate president of Venezuela, had called for a military uprising this week to topple the government of Nicolas Maduro. The uprising failed to push the military into rebellion, but was followed by clashes between protesters and police in cities across the country, which led to the death of at least one person. Fighting and the battle for the Libyan capital Tripoli on Friday continued, with neither faction able to secure gains. VOA's Heather Murdoch has details.
Soldiers say fighting has been fierce around the Libyan capital Tripoli overnight and throughout Friday. This fight began in early April when Haftar announced his intention to take over Tripoli in a few days. But local officials say more than 45,000 people have been displaced in this conflict and at least 22 civilians have been killed. And as the fight continues, analysts say any concise military victory would mean a tragedy for the local populations, and the only real way out is a political solution. Reporting from Tripoli in Libya, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.